In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to Proverbs chapter 30, where we've been doing a series of calls to worship from the words of Agur. We've called them Agur's Axioms, and he has a regular pattern in which he would say, there are three things, yea, there are four. He does a whole series of those, and it's a literary tool that's used to kind of draw the listener in. There are three things that I want to tell you. There's even a fourth one, and you kind of, I want to hear the fourth one too. And Agur uses this system to draw in his listeners to what he has to say, and he says there are three things that take away peace on the earth. We live in a very busy world. Mr. O'Pager was talking about in Sunday school about what Milton was like in the 1970s. It was just basically a stop sign, and you go by, and you were outside of Milton then. But now Milton has grown, and it's much more populated than it used to be, and we have lots of stoplights, and there's lots of stores now that we have in our town, and we've lost some of our peace that we used to have in our town because of the busyness. And Agur says there are four things that disturb the peace in society. Number one, he says, the servant when he reigneth. And the picture is here of an untrained individual who is put in a position of authority. They don't know how to handle it. They don't know how to act. They don't know how to carry out their authority. And that causes a disruption of what? Peace for those that work under. That boss doesn't know what they're doing. They were just one of us, and now they've thrown them into a position of authority. How many have heard that before? You get into a situation maybe that you've worked for somebody that didn't know what they were doing. They were kind of thrown into the position. Well, that causes peace to be taken away. The second one, it says in verse 22 of Proverbs 30, and a fool when he is filled with meat. In other words, here's a fool that was on empty. All right, he kind of slows down. He's hungry. Now he gets filled up. Now he's full. What's he going to have now? More energy to go out and do his foolishness. That's the picture that's given. He's going to take away more peace. The third one is an odious woman when she is married. Odious woman. Now, that has nothing to do with odor. All right? So get that out of your mind. Odious means obnoxious. Completely obnoxious. Then she gets married. All right? Now, she takes away peace when she's single. And then when she gets married, she takes away another person's peace permanently, all right? Her obnoxiousness now is taken up now with another person, and she brings her obnoxious attitude to this one that she's married to. She's taken away the peace that this man once had before. And then the fourth one is interesting, and a handmaid that is heir to her mistress. The picture is here. Here's a mistress that's determined that she's going to give her inheritance to her maid. Now here's a maid that realizes that she's going to get what this mistress is going to give her. What is her attitude now? I want this process to be sped up. I want to get my inheritance sooner rather than later. So she looks for ways to speed up the process. Maybe it's the end of the mistress. Poison. I don't know what the case might be. But this is the thing that's given to us. Four areas in which peace is disrupted in society. There are things that are out of place. In order for things to work smoothly in society, that everything has to have its proper place. Everything has to fit in where it's supposed to be. And so the picture that Agur is giving to us here, that there are many things that disturb the peace. And you and I need to look at ourselves and examine ourselves in the light of God's Word this morning as we've come to worship the Lord this morning. Is everything in place? Is everything like it should be that promotes peace and tranquility? Or are we out of place? Are we out of sorts? Are we out of joint, so to speak? Whenever we come to worship the Lord, we need to make sure that we're in right relationship with each other, that we're not out of joint with someone else that's in the fellowship, that we maintain a proper attitude toward each other. And if there is something that is wrong in our relationship with each other, the Bible says if you've gone to prayer, get up and go make that thing right, and then you can come back and pray. We need to make sure that our lives are not lived in such a way that we're out of joint with others, and therefore peace and tranquility are taken away. You have to deal with things. You have to make sure that our lives are right. So as we come to worship the Lord this morning, I hope that your heart is right with God, but I also hope that your heart is right with others, and that we in our lives promote peace and tranquility rather than dysfunction and disquieting. Four things, four ways in which society is disrupted and peace is taken away, things out of place. May we make sure that things are done decently and in order, and that they're not out of place.